Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's October 16th and 17th, depending on when you're listening to this, Saturday, October 16th, after the 9 o'clock news, and Sunday, October 17th, also after the 9 o'clock news, is when we run. I want to give a big shout-out to my last week's guest, Myra Nikitas, and that show ran October 9th and 10th. And Myra, who's a registered dental hygienist, and I've had on the show before with regard to dental hygienists, but the show actually was about mindfulness. And we talked about the book that I co-authored with Professor Annabelle Burrell on mindfulness, and Myra has gotten into it. So it was a great show, and this is actually a nice segue to today's guest, who's Dr. Stephen Coppola from Coppola Physical Therapy, and that you can find him on the website at coppolapt.com. And I've had Dr. Coppola, or Steve as I call him, on the show before, and he'll be talking about some great new technology, MSK. But Steve, before we get into that, and thank you again, I know you're crazy busy and have many offices and many other outside responsibilities. So thank you for giving me, 20 minutes of your time. But let's get
thanks for having me, Tom. Always great to be with you.
Of course, and you're a great friend. And I also want to give a public shout out to the fact that a few weeks ago we had the Dr. Carpenter Golf Tournament, which raises money for oral health, our Oral Health Foundation, which gives money back to dental clinics and other initiatives for people in our state that don't have access to dental care. And Coppola Associates was one of the sponsors. So thank you, Steve, for that. I know I can always count on you. But
tell us the
background.
We look forward to it every year, actually.
And and it's awesome what you've done, and it's really my new mantra is everybody deserves a healthy smile. Not just people that have traditional insurance. And as you know, and people of my listening audience know, that there's a host of underserved populations, starting with our veterans, but many others. We don't have an adult dental Medicaid benefit, despite, in my case, 25 years of trying to get that through the legislature. So there are a lot of people that are not fortunate to have, either Delta Dental coverage or, some other commercial carrier. So that's what that tournament was about, and Steve was a big part of it. But tell us about
actually,
a little
Tom,
bit.
If I can speak to that for 1 second. We try to do our own affordable care at our own physical therapy place. If people don't have insurances, they can buy a package of 10 visits, and I think it's $80 or $90 a visit is what it comes out to, because we do know that people can't always afford health insurance and physical therapy. So if somebody doesn't have insurance, we've tried to do our part as well.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because the last time I was in, about a year ago, I remember I had that little knee issue. I saw that that package. That was great. So thank you. And by the way, I'm running as many races as ever, slower than ever, but that little issue has been taken care of, plus taking some weight off, as you so bluntly told me, would help. Why are you always so blunt with me? Let's start there. You're very blunt with me. With kindness and love. It's like a velvet fist. I'm just telling the listening audience, he said to me, this would probably get better quicker if you lost a few pounds. Okay. Of course, I didn't know that. Of course,
people
I knew that.
That. That's what I'm going to say to them.
No. Steve is the best. I'm telling the listening audience this. If you ever have an issue, and I want you to talk about that cool new machine too, but Steve is the person to go to. I mean, it's amazing. I had a ruptured quad tendon, several years ago, and that leg, the left side, is actually. Left one is better than the right, thanks to Steve, because as you so aptly put, also bluntly, most surgeons do the same work. It's the after work that's more important. You have said that bluntly. So, but Steve is not blunt. He has what I call a velvet fist. Sometimes takes the varnish off, but when we need it. All right. So tell us your background, and then let's get right into MSK.
Oh, doctor of physical therapy, and you know we have I think there's 70 staff under our organization. We have 6 locations. You can see us on coppolapt.com. We're throughout the state, and we're going to be adding 3 more locations. We're opening up a physical therapy location in Raymond in the new building with Concord Orthopedics and Derry Medical Center and Spindle Eye. We're all going to be in the building there together. And we're going to be opening up another one in Rochester, Gonick area, and we're hopeful for Goffstown also real soon. So we're moving and shaking, that's for sure.
You are. There's never a dull moment with Dr. Coppola. Never a dull moment. No moss grows on you, except maybe on the top of your head. All right. So I have trouble pronouncing the word, so I'm just going to say MSK. What is it, and tell us about it?
So musculoskeletal, I think we're going to talk about musculoskeletal diagnostic ultrasound, MSK, but we just call it MSK, musculoskeletal, right? What is it? Honestly, Tom, I got to tell you, so musculoskeletal ultrasound, honestly, it's like being Superman and having X-ray eyes to see right into the body and see if all the MSK, the musculoskeletal structures, tendons, bones, ligaments, are healthy. It has no harmful radiation because it uses sound waves. There's no prep. There's no tube to lie in and be claustrophobic. It's just a wand that, you know, with a little gel, and you put it on the person's skin, much like you would be looking for a baby, but I don't look for babies. I look at structures that are musculoskeletal, and then what we see helps us incorporate it into our physical therapy treatment based on what we see.
And it was amazing, again, last year, a little over a year ago, when MSK was used on me. It was like amazing. It's like having, I know you're not supposed to say it this way, but it's like a mini MRI right there, right? I mean,
exactly. And like you said, we didn't have to prep. We didn't have to go anywhere. We didn't have to schedule a separate appointment for it. You know, I can't see deep into a bone. I can see, you know, the structures that you see with the MSK ultrasound that you can see as well, if not better than MRI. But there are other structures that you see better on an MRI potentially, like a cartilage, like meniscus. You know, we get a peek-a-boo view of it with the musculoskeletal diagnostic ultrasound, but we don't see the whole meniscus like you can with an MRI. So there are times and places for different things at times.
Now, was saying meniscus a Freudian slip? Because when I was recovering from the aforementioned ruptured quad tendon, because Mr. Compulsive...
Don't you dare throw me under the bus when you were...
No. So Mr. Compulsive got into recovery too soon, and then in the process of doing that, tore my meniscus, and Steve goes... Don't get an MRI. You're going to find out you have it. He goes, and sure enough. But, of course, basically, as Steve said, anybody of my tender age probably has various little things like that that you don't want to know about. So,
For those of you that don't know Tom already, he likes as much information as possible. He's one of the most educated people I know. He injured himself and said, I need an MRI, and I need an MRI. I said, don't get the MRI, because it's not going to be helpful for you in this case. He got the MRI. He of course, showed a little tear that you do nothing about anyways, and then it's stuck in. Then it'll stick in your mind. We have to unstick it because it's not an uncommon finding.
Exactly. So I have removed that tape from my head. So back to MSK. So how is it different than, say, the typical therapeutic ultrasound that is normally used when people go to PT?
Yeah, good question. So when people go to physical therapy facilities, including ours, we have is called therapeutic ultrasound. And that, too, is a handheld wand that you put gel on. And that is, it's a deep heat to increase the blood flow to deep structures that like heart packs can't reach. So we put it on, 5-10 minutes or something, and it's used to increase the blood circulation, and that speeds up healing of certain tissues. MSK ultrasound is not therapeutic per se, okay? It's diagnostic and it shows us what's going on in a patient's body. It can be therapeutic. We talk about putting a needle through it, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But it does not have a heating component to it. It is not there you can't see anything with that type of ultrasound. Whereas the MSK diagnostic ultrasound is really about a visual skill.
Great explanation. So given the sort of enhanced information that MSK gives you, why aren't all PT practices using it? And I know part of the answer is you have to be credentialed to use it, but tell us more about that.
Yeah, another good question. The whole industry for musculoskeletal ultrasound is still fairly new. And for physical therapists and chiropractors and other people, the learning curve is a bit steep for therapists, right? Because it's going to take a little time, it's going to take a little effort, it's going to take a learning and practice. And it's truly musculoskeletal ultrasound. I always say is where science and art come together for therapists and providers. You need to know your anatomy extremely well, and then learn how it looks through a screen. And not in a 3D image, in a 2D image, and it's in shades of gray. It's the 50 shades of gray. It's all different shades of gray to see the different structures. So you also need to get used to scanning techniques to be able to find and observe the structure that you're looking for. And trust me, there are a lot of structures. There's a lot of anatomy in our body. You know what I mean? And lastly,
I do.
Yeah, and then you need to determine what's normal. And if it's not normal, what's a normal variant, like something that's not something that's kind of normal? And then what's pathology? In other words, what's abnormal, like a bursitis or a tendon tear or a ligament tear? So why aren't a lot of physical therapy practices using it? Because there's a learning curve. It's fairly new, and it's going to take some effort.
Nice. I swear by it. So before we go to break, can you give us your website information and your locations and phone number again?
Sure. www.coppolapt.com. I'm usually in my Concord office, which is 603-228-7500. But we have offices in Tilton. We have two in Concord, one in Candia, one in Derry, one in Farmington. Did I get all six of them? I think I did. And then soon to be, like next month, October 18th, we open in Raymond. And then I believe November 1st we'll open in Gonick, Rochester. And then I think hopefully December we're hoping to be somewhere in Goffstown.
Terrific. That's great. Great story. I'm so glad that our lives have connected. So after commercial break, we will return with Dr. Steve Coppola, and we'll be talking about dry needle, and some other research. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and this weekend with me is Dr. Steve Coppola, coppolapt.com, and the Concord location, easy to get to, 228-7500. So we've been talking about MSK first, and also some inside baseball, some of the many times that I have visited Coppola Associates. But now I'm going to segue and ask Steve to talk about how does dry needle under ultrasound compare to other therapies?
Well, I guess you would compare dry needling to other practices. Here's what you compare it to: prolotherapy, PRP injections, and then what we call percutaneous needle tenotomy. I know you love when I talk big words.
I do.
Dry needling of tendons. So let me just talk about the three different ones so that people aren't confused. Prolotherapy, okay, which is out there, involves injecting a sugar or a saline substance into your sore joint or muscle, where it acts as an irritant. Its thought is that your body recognizes the irritant and then sends these immune cells and other chemicals to the area, which starts your body's natural healing process. This process is meant to help repair any, you know, damaged soft tissue in your joint or muscle area, nerves, blood vessels, muscle tissue. Now, PRP injection, that stands for plasma-rich proteins. PRP injections are prepared by taking anywhere from one to a few tubes of your own blood, running it through a centrifuge to concentrate the platelets, and then these activated platelets are then injected directly into your injured or diseased body tissue. It releases these growth factors that stimulate and increase the number of reparative cells that your body produces, okay? So that's PRP. And then you have what we do as therapists in our practice, which we call PNT, percutaneous needle tenotomy, or dry needling of tendons. And that's, as physical therapists, we do in our offices to treat either partial tears or muscles and ligaments, or to treat tendinosis, or what I call an aging tendon that is breaking down, tendinosis. Very, 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 very common in most middle-aged to older people, tendinosis. When we look under the ultrasound, we see a tendon that looks darker and has lost its fibrous look. It means that it's a precursor to the potential of a tear. And then with ultrasound, we can put an acupuncture-type needle, and we can see that needle. And when I say acupuncture-type needle, meaning it's not hollow, and we're not injecting them with anything, and then we go into a tendon. And now instead of injecting something into the tendon, we're passing the needle through the tendon several times. Not all that painful, believe it or not. And as we repeatedly pass the needle through the tendon, what it does, it disrupts that degenerative process of the tendon, causing localized microbleeding, and it releases these growth factors, and it promotes collagen, basically, to form, which is what is ultimately needed to heal the tendon. So there's a difference between the three, difference in price, there's a difference in prep time. You come into us, so you sit, you're not going to need to have somebody drive you to the appointment. We include it as part of our physical therapy. We do the needling, and we can target and see right where we want to target. We find the area that's really kind of dark and missing the pattern that looks tendinotic, and we can needle that, and we see benefits fairly quickly.
That's a great description, and of course you have told me many times that my tendons are no longer like a fresh green forest, they're more of that darker type. But you say so nicely. So you've said a mouthful there, but what does the research say about the difference between those three techniques? And do you, as the doctor, say, okay, I think this one would be best for PRP, or this one is best for dry needle? How do you make that, or do you use all three at different times?
Well, PRP and prolotherapy is typically not covered by medical insurance. We do ours, and if insurance doesn't cover it, we don't charge the patient for it anyway. So let's start there. So we will do our dry needling under an ultrasound with the needle. And when you ask about research, let me just talk about that for a minute. When they were first coming out with PRP injections, et cetera, and the research, they were trying to prove its efficacy and to show that it worked, what they did is they used PRP injections. So they did a vial and was injecting platelets into a tendon, but they needed then a control group. So then with a control group, they used one control group where instead of injecting platelets into a tendon, they used saline or sugar into a tendon. And then they used a third control group, which all they did is they stuck the needle into the tendon of the ligament, but they didn't inject anything. And they said, all right, let's show the benefit of this PRP injection. And guess what they found out, Tom?
They found out there was no difference.
Everybody got better.
Yeah.
Everybody
really,
got
yeah.
better to different varying degrees, depending on which study you look at. People improved. There was significant improvement. So it made people go, geez, do we have to be putting PRP in there? Do we have to be putting saline in there? Could we just use a dry needle? So there were varying degrees of benefits, but everybody improved in almost all the published studies and research that was out there, which was great. So
yeah.
There's no downtime. No one needs to drive you to the procedure. It's not a hollow needle, so it doesn't hurt like the other needles do. 2 to 6 sessions usually does wonders for a patient. It's great.
That's good news. Was a little bit of the Hawthorne effect in there, which is because you're paying attention to the person.
That's an interesting. That would be a whole separate study, Tom.
We should do it because the famous Hawthorne study. They kept putting brighter lights into a factory, and the people got more productive. And then had the brilliant idea of saying, "Well, let's make them dimmer," and they did, and dimmer and dimmer until almost they were working in pitch blackness, and the productivity still went up because the employees were getting attention from the investigators. So
yes, they were getting a change. Yeah, absolutely. I will say that with the ultrasound, we can actually see the tendon getting healthier, though.
Wow.
So, yes, what you're saying may or may not be true, right, just because you're adding attention to it, even physically attention to it. But we actually do see and that's what's nice about the ultrasound. Somebody comes into us, we can actually put an ultrasound on them, but then we can actually see them 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks later, and we can actually see the difference that is being made in the tendon. So there actually is an objective finding there.
Great. So coppolapt.com, 228-7500. Dr. Steve's with me. So this all of this sounds great for us as patients, for us as clients. I'm sure the office has to invest a lot in machines, to keep state of the art. So without divulging anything proprietary, I'm sure you've made some significant investments in machines. Tell us about that.
Well, let me first say that the reason you will be seeing more therapists and chiropractic offices over the next 3 to 10 years getting them is because the cost of a machine has come down drastically, along with their portability as well. They used to be huge machines that don't move, and you only found them in hospitals. And the quality of the image at that time was grainier. Now our quality of our image that we obtain is so much better. So you get a brand new, really nice machine, portable machine, with all the bells and whistles for $20,000 to $40,000. And now there are these portable units that are really nice, and I have some of those as well. They're wireless. They connect to your iPhone or your iPad or your Android. And you can get it for $4,000 to $6,000, and it gives you a beautiful picture. And $4,000 to $6,000. I think that they may not have all the bells and whistles, but the picture is almost as good as you'd get with the $20,000 to $40,000 one. Certainly for what we do or what we need it for. And there are a few machines out there that are a couple $1,000s, but the clarity of the picture for seeing musculoskeletal structures is a bit grainy, so I don't recommend that people buy those ones. Those units that are cheaper are usually used more to see organs like the heart or the bladder or stuff like that. But
got it.
For us, we can see, you came to see us, we can see if there's swelling in a joint, we can see if there's a tear in the muscle or the tendon, we can see if somebody has a bursitis, which is a fluid sac that stops a tendon from rubbing on a bone, and that fluid sac can get really swollen. We can see progression in the healing process, as I talked about before, in the ultrasound over time. So we can tell if what we are treating and if we are treating you is working. We can use it for education for a patient. We don't hide the images that we're getting. We're showing our patients and getting them involved with what we're seeing and helping make a plan to make them better. So they are actually a part of the process because they can kind of see what's going on and they can visualize it. And most people are thrilled to actually be able to see what that problem is and be a part of that program.
I think yeah, absolutely. And I know that was helpful to me. And I know in our own business, we have a program called Health Rural Wellness, which is powered by Software by Provisor. And the patient's able to see, what the results of their cleaning. And in our case, we now have data which suggests that some people need, third and fourth prophys or cleanings during the year. And you're right, a picture's worth a thousand words, absolutely. And, of course, with your team, of course, it's one thing to have the machines, but they also have to be certified, to use them, which is another part of the additional continuing education that I know, you and your team are committed to.
Yeah. I mean, it's something we're committed to. Some therapists have absolutely globbed onto this because, before we were just, we're doing special tests to try to determine what a problem is. But now, like I said, we have X-ray eyes. I've always wanted to be like Superman and be able to see through the skin. I mean, there's nothing cooler about it. And, truthfully, with this ultrasound machine, since you're seeing it in real time, you can actually see a hurt shoulder or whatever joint that you're concerned about. You can actually look at the joint dynamically, like when it's moving. So you can actually see under the ultrasound a moving joint, meaning sometimes something may look fine when it's standing still, but when you start to move the structure, you can actually see the torn tendon or muscle, right? And that could be missed on an MRI or a CAT scan.
It's amazing. You obviously have passion for your business, your continuing education. It's awesome. CopulaPT.com, we've talked about your expansion plans, the one in Pleasant Street, easy to get to, 228-7500. We have about a minute left, so why is being a doctor of physical therapy something you have passion for, and is it a great career? If a mom and dad is listening to this and their son or daughter wants to go to Franklin Pierce or another school, would you recommend it?
Both the university and Franklin Pierce both have it. There's a huge, very high demand for physical therapists right now. There just are not enough of them out there in the field. And physical therapy has become so dynamic. It is not just, come in and we're going to give you some exercises and send you on your way, unless that's what you're wanting. But there is a whole bunch more that physical therapists do than that, as I say, diagnostic ultrasound, women's health issues, men's health issues, burns, post-strokes, neurological physical therapy, just pediatrics, just working with kids. There's so much that you can do with this degree now, Tom, that we just have expanded and moved and shaked to become more autonomous, to be able to help people and to be able to see, really be able to see the true full picture, because we're with these patients, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 times a week. So we really do get to see a process of somebody from beginning issues to all the way to the end, to the resolution. So you certainly make a lot of relationships along the way.
If you love people,
you and I have, right?
Exactly, and we haven't even begun to talk about all the other things that this segued into. So, thank you, Dr. Coppola, for being in our community, for being the best that you can be, for being innovative, for being a great guy. CoppolaPT.com, 228-7500. Dr. Steve, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.